So we saw the drop happen in the cattle complex today, but is this kind of a repeat of what we've been seeing in a pattern for this cattle complex? We're going to look at that, another movement of the day. You're listening to the American Ag Network. Good afternoon. I'm Susan Littlefield. Zach Hooker joins us now with Comstock Investments. And many are wondering, I think there might have been a little bit of a panic feel. I mean, when we looked at the way the cattle market traded today, I don't think anybody thought we would see the drop that we saw.
Yeah, absolutely. We've kind of gotten used to, you know, having towards the end of the week throughout this run, just seeing a little bit of a sell-off as we go into the weekend. Guys kind of get risk off a little bit, but today was definitely more than we expected, going limit down in the feeders and really not seeing a catalyst that caused this. Again, you know, we've come to kind of expect this a little bit, but definitely a surprising day, as we just saw. We gave back all of everything that we made up the past several days.
So is the top, I mean, can we think the top might be in place, or is this just going to be let's wait and see if there's any news over the weekend and what Monday brings?
Yeah, I mean, it's so tough to say, and I, unfortunately, you know, my crystal ball's broken, but we have gotten used to seeing that every time we get a big sell-off like this, it creates another buying opportunity. Time is going to tell whether that's what this was. There was some somewhat concerning numbers today as we, after seeing a bit of a standoff in cash cattle trade throughout the week, we saw some lower trade in Iowa, 240, which was a big drop from the asking prices that we saw earlier in the week. Now, again, that's nothing too concerning, but it's something to think about, right?
So then is there a possibility, Zach, that this could be a Labor Day rally that we saw earlier this week and the momentum is just falling out of bed?
I think there's a possibility, right? I mean, we know there's some seasonal trends there as packers buy what they need as we approach the Labor Day weekend. And then we start to see some fall off as we get later into August. I don't know if that's what we're seeing here. We know that packers are, as of this morning, they were, you know, $190 in the red. And so that, you know, it's likely that they're just buying what they need. But I think today, I mean, it's just so hard to tell if this is, if there's a reason for this or if it's just, you know, some profit taking and guys, you know, the funds trying to, go a little bit of, you know, pull off a little bit of a profit as we head into the weekend.
So let's switch gears then and look what's going on in this grain complex. I mean, not much change weather-wise, and everybody keeps talking bumper crop across the U.S.
Yep, absolutely. That's just the main talking point for everybody. We continue to see some, you know, decent export numbers come through. We had a 125,000 metric ton flash sale today, and the markets just seem to ignore it, right? I mean, the only thing that anybody's focused on is this huge crop that everybody's talking about, and then we're just shrugging off any good news. So tough time to be a grain farmer. We saw some huge estimates earlier on in the week, all the way up to 188 potentially. So we'll kind of wait and see what next Tuesday's report holds and see what USDA has in store for us.
Do you have any early thoughts on the August WASDE numbers?
Well, you know, there's the average of, the range of what we're seeing in the corn is 182 to 188. Average is somewhere in that 184 to 185 number for the corn. Soybeans, we're looking at a range of 52 to 53, mid 53s. I think the question, regardless of what we all think, it's going to come down to what the market's trading, and that's going to that's a number that we don't know. I think we're somewhere right in the middle of that 184 range, for corn. But it just depends on what the market already has priced in.
What are your thoughts going into next week's trade? What should we be kind of keeping an eye out for?
Well, in the grains, I think there's just some price points that we'd really like to see hold. We've got December corn broke below $4 on Wednesday, but we did close back above it. Would really like to see a close today. It doesn't look like we're going to get it, but would really like to see a close up in the 407.5 range. December corn, that was a low back in mid-July. And so really, obviously, would like to see some trade up in that range. But will we get it? I don't know. I think the report will definitely dictate that. As far as the cattle go, it's going to be, you know, we'll see, I guess, through over the weekend if there was a reason for this sell-off today. And if that was, you know, if that was the top that we saw yesterday, or if this was just another buying opportunity. Obviously, we're still waiting to see kind of heifer retention. There are some signs that we've got guys retaining heifers, but, you know, are we actually building up a herd fast enough to make a dent? And then the Mexican border could always open. That's definitely something to continue to watch. And then the Brazilian tariffs. There's a lot of things that could really have a pretty big impact on this market that we will continue to watch as we get into next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much. Zach Hooker joining us today. A quick reminder to everybody that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Friday version of the Market Wrap-Up right here on the American Ag Network.